Nutrition for Bassam Doha, BASSAMDOHA. Date of birth is 4/11/64. Date of accident 8/25/2024. Date of service is 7/24/2025. Patient is here for procedures. They are interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injections with fluoroscopy, number 2 epidurogram. Number 3, intra-articular injection of the left shoulder. And number 4, tendon injection, intra-tendon injection to the supraspinatus tendon. Tendon injection to the infraspinatus tendon. The procedures are done according to protocol. 5 cc injection of dexamethasone only was given to L5S1 for the lumbar epidural steroid injection. 5 cc injection of dexamethasone with 0.5% mixture, 2.5 cc plus 2.5 cc of dexamethasone was injected into the left shoulder. 3 cc of dexamethasone with 0.5% marking was injected into the left supraspinatus tendon area. 3 cc of injection of dexamethasone with marking was injected into the infraspinatus left area. As per protocol procedure, medical indications are as follows. The patient is found to have, he was involved in automobile accident as a resident driver when he was T-bone on passenger side. He suffered from TBI. There are various changes in the lumbar spine MRI, and they are as follows. An L1, L2 patient has a disc herniation with increased posterior central disc encroaching on anterior epidural space. L2-3 facet irregularities, no disc herniation. L3-4 facet joint irregularities. L4, L5, there is a disc herniation with the facet irregularities and encroaching on the epidural space. L5S1, there is a retrolisthesis, 5 millimeter with facet irregularities and a high-grade left-sided neurofibrillary narrowing. The patient has been advised to have 3 to 4 injection of steroid in the epidural area to bring further relief. If the pain continues, we may intend to do facet joint injections at a later date. In the left shoulder, patient is found to have a full thickness insertional tear of the supraspinatus tendon with tendon retraction, approximately 22 millimeter. Infraspinatus tendon shows tendinopathy with interstitial tears in the inferior wall extending to the myotendinous junction. Subscapular tendon is also showing tendinopathy with possible partial thickness tear. These findings are pointing towards a possible need for surgery. After the procedure was done, patient was advised that he may need to see a spine surgeon for his cervical spine issues. There is a distinct possibility of needing a cervical disc fusion or replacement, as he has some weakness in the left arm and he drops phones and numbness and tingling is continuing. It is almost a year when he had an accident, and so it's a matter of concern. He was never referred to any spine surgeon. In addition, patient will require a shoulder surgery since he has a complete tear of the left supraspinatus tendon. Both these appointments have been obtained. Patient is also seeing a neurologist for his TBI-related issues. He left the office in a stable conditions with stable vital signs. He'll be seen on his regular appointment.